This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Why is everyone so
f***ing
stupid?
The top five.
Butthead.
Way to go, dumbass.
Buttheads.
You're a butthead, jackass.
Butthead.
Idiot.
Butthead.
It's extremely stupid people.
It's the top five buttheads.
Butthead.
Butthead. The Billy Madison Show.
All right, number five. Doctors mistakenly thought a deaf man begged for his testicles to be removed.
Oh. They can still talk. Yeah.
I know, but I don't know how this happened, Nard, but apparently the doctors were like, under the impression that this deaf man wanted his testicles removed.
Yeah. Well, if he's deaf, though, I'd try to get triple verification. I mean, he's not blind.
He went into the hospital without an interpreter.
All right.
And I guess...
And the doctors were just like...
You want your testicles removed?
Okay, we can do that, buddy.
Yeah. He came so close to having his testicles removed. He was on the table. They're ready to do it.
Yeah.
You know, his wife Amanda had requested an interpreter be made available. There were two doctors in the room. Mm-hmm. They were trying to, you know, lip read, and that didn't work out. Oh, you want your testicles removed? Okay.
No, I have a headache. Oh, you want your balls removed?
It was real close having his balls removed.
These doctors, you know, good thing they didn't go through with it.
No kidding.
Hey, buddy, we almost took your balls.
Do they not have a piece of paper and pen that you could just write stuff down?
Well, did they not check and see maybe why the balls should be removed?
Well, there was a cyst or something. He just wanted his cyst removed. He didn't want his balls removed.
Oh, got it. How would they think? Obviously, he wants the cyst removed.
I feel like you could put a time out there just to be sure. Because if you don't have balls, that's going to really impact your life, especially a married man.
Well, why don't I just write down on a piece of paper, are you saying you want your balls removed?
And then just
check
no.
Yes or no.
Right.
But nobody thought of that.
Uh-uh.
He was so close to just being, he'd be neutered, right?
Yeah, that's what happens.
Is that what they call it? Or is
yeah,
that
when you're neutered, they take the... Because the dog obviously still has the other part. It takes its balls.
Is spay and neutered only used in the animal world? Or do you
I don't hear that in the human world.
Okay.
Number four.
I was just wondering.
No, it's a great... I don't normally hear about guys getting their balls.
Why does it only work with dogs' balls?
You know, if I knew that, I'd probably be, you know, a doctor or something. I don't know.
Fishing trip turns deadly when a man pulls a gun, shoots his fishing buddy.
Ah, yeah. That's, I mean,
fishing is boring.
Yeah, what are you doing with a gun on a fishing trip?
Well,
rod and reel, pal. This ain't hunting.
Yeah, but you always have your gun out there.
I know. I wonder what they're arguing about, though.
Fish.
Like, man, that bass wasn't that big, man.
I mean,
man, what are you talking about? It was yay big, man. You always making up stuff, man. You
a
suck.
Woman called 911 and reported her husband was involved in an altercation with another man. Investigators were informed that all three men had been on the lake fishing, consuming alcohol most of the day together.
Mm-hmm.
Once back at the dock, one party became aggressive, threatened to kill the other.
Damn.
The altercation became physical between the two parties, and a firearm was produced, leading to one individual being shot and killed.
Unbelievable. Now you're going to go to prison over a fish argument. Like, that, to me, that doesn't, like, I understand you're messed up and stuff, but, like, nobody thinks about that. Like, I'm about to shoot this guy and go to prison because we're arguing over a fishing trip? That's, man.
It seems
good
dumb.
Good luck, pal.
Seems really stupid. A dumb reason to go
dumb
to prison.
Dumb reason to lose your life. Dumbass reason to go to prison.
And the other guy's dead all over a fish fight.
Yeah, it's that's an embarrassing moment. And
number three.
Yeah, really bad. This teen girl in dog sex video, so vile, cops couldn't discuss it.
God dang.
Makes creepy boast online.
I just, I don't care what the money is.
No. Nope.
I know it's what they say, right? It's like the money.
This woman who was accused of having sex with a dog has boasted she has the biggest zoo channel on a private messaging app.
Yeah, she's like, I'm running stuff over here.
She got in trouble. I guess there were, indecent charges, her and the dog.
Right. I'm the Aiden Ross of bestiality streaming.
Well, I guess she bragged about her creepy zoo channel on social media and has nearly 24,000 members entitled Girls Who Love Dogs.
Mm. Wow. She's like, I'm big over here. Like, she's like, I got a big following.
I don't know why. It makes me queasy.
It makes me sick. It does.
Yeah, people were paying her to perform in videos and get it on with dogs.
Well, she had the biggest channel, man.
I know, but then she just recently was bragging about how big her channel was.
Got busted. That's what happens when you're at top.
Number two.
A man admits to stabbing to death a charity person on a mobility scooter. And they're calling it a motiveless attack.
Okay.
So just imagine you're in a mobility scooter, someone's chasing you with a knife, and then they stab you. You can't really get away.
That thing needs some more speed, man.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah. And now, the top butthead of the day. Number one.
Florida man, 46, arrested for road rage, and I guess it got a little too crazy there.
Mm.
So.
Shocker.
Yep, it was a road rage with a Florida motorist.
Yep.
And this person was hit in the arms, legs, and torso.
Wow.
But the male escaped without injury because he was only struck with pasta with sauce.
Okay.
Yeah, so while driving on Thursday night, I guess there was glaring headlights turned into a big dispute and pasta was thrown.
Okay.
They had stains all over their clothes.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.